Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Psalm 62. Again, that is Psalm 62, and I'll read that for us. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge, is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you will render to a man according to his work. Amen. This is a psalm written by David, and in this psalm, David is very set in his reliance on God, even in the face of opposition. There are a couple of things that David does in this passage to reinforce his trust in God, and we'll kind of go through these things together. The first two verses are they're kind of a summary of this psalm, that David waits for God and God alone. God is his rock, his salvation, and his fortress. And because of this, he will not be shaken. In verses 3 and 4, David makes a charge against his enemies. These are people who are attacking him and planning his downfall. People who bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. And worst of all, they take pleasure in these things. These are not just people who rubbed David the wrong way or had one or two altercations with him. They are real enemies who are actively looking to bring him down. But amidst this, David begins to remind and reteach himself to wait for God. David declares in verses 5 to 7, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God." This is an exhortation to himself. We as a people are a very forgetful people, including David. Sometimes we might know something to be true. We might even have known this truth and have been taught it for years and years. Yet sometimes we still forget. And David in this passage shows us the importance of reminding ourselves of the truth of God. In this case, that's to wait on God because he is our rock. And David, after reminding himself of the truth of God, goes on to remind others of that same truth in verse 8. He implores people to trust in him, referring to God, at all times, to pour out their hearts before him, that God is a refuge for them. Then in verses 9 and 10, David reminds us that we cannot put our trust in man. He says that whether people are of low or of high esteem, regardless, they are together lighter than a breath, meaning that man and his effort is futile and will never be worthy to place our trust and faith in. What David is implying here is that only God is worthy of that spot of trust and faith, and not man. David ends this psalm with another emphasis on the importance of repetitive reminder. He says, once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. He says that to God belongs power, and to God belongs steadfast love. There's nowhere else that David would find a power or steadfast love like this than in God. And this is why his soul waits for God and for God alone. So what do we learn from David in this psalm? The main truth we can learn is to wait on God because he is our rock, to trust him above everything else. And the way to do that is to remind ourselves of this truth over and over again, like we see in this psalm. Especially when it gets exceedingly difficult to remember these things, just like David in verse 3 and 4 when he is being attacked and hunted by his enemies. All the more we see David declaring the truth of God as an exhortation to himself and to others. Today, I want to encourage us to practice that, to declare the truth that God is our rock, even in times when it might not exactly feel that way. Let's remind and repeat to ourselves that there is no one more worthy of our faith and trust than God. To God belongs power. To God belongs steadfast love. So let's go to him with our full trust that he is and will be our rock and our refuge. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this reminder today that you and you alone are our refuge, our rock, and our strength. And I pray that we would remind ourselves of and declare this truth about who you are, especially in times where our hearts and our minds might not be fully connected. Lord, remind us that no one and nothing else can fill this role of rock, refuge, and fortress than you. Fill us, Lord, with this assurance in who you are. And God, may we continue to remind ourselves of this every moment of every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.